So we are continuing today in Perek Aleph, first chapter of Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yitzai, Mishnah 17. Shimon Beno Omer. Shimon, the son of Rabbi Gamliel, used to say as follows, Kol Yomai Gadalti Ben Acham, all of my days, I grew up among sages. Remember, again, being that he was the son of Rabbi Gamliel, so obviously his home was a meeting place for the Torah leadership of the generation. So I grew up among sages all of my life. And I found nothing as good for the body, rather as silence. Furthermore, again, it's not the study that is the main thing, rather it is action. And ultimately, again, whoever speaks too much brings about sin. A very profound and loaded Mishnah. So let's analyze. Rabbi Yonah writes, so remember, Shimon says, I grew up all of my days among sages. And therefore, the Rabbi Yonah writes, as a result, I was able to observe great men. And sometimes seeing the way people behave is even more profound than hearing what they say, because you get to literally see the way they conduct their lives. And what did I observe? I found nothing better than silence. So the Rabbi Yonah says, in the world of speech, there are essentially three categories, right? You could say something that is objectively good, right? In which case, say it. Say something that's objectively bad, in which case, don't say it. And then, of course, there's the third category. And the third category, ultimately, again, might be something that may not be inherently negative, but ultimately, again, there's no apparent positive byproduct. And therefore, again, it's about that type of speech that Rabbi Yonah explains that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was trying to address. That in life, if one is going to speak, make sure that it's purposeful, profound, and meaningful. But if it's not, even if it's not negative, don't say it. Only because words so often could have unintended consequences. So again, if something needs to be said, it's good to be said, it's positive to be said, it's helpful to be said, then of course, say it. And if it's negative, of course, abstain. But if you're not sure, then ultimately, again, also better to abstain. It's interesting that he says that I found nothing better for the body than silence. You know, we've all had those moments where we've said something and then afterwards I regret it. And, you know, you could literally feel sick over something like that. You know, you think to yourself, why did I have to say it? It was just so incredibly unnecessary. It wasn't. So the ability to curb one's speech and only speak when you know that it's going to be positive, meaningful, and impactful is not only something good for your soul, but literally it staves off the negative physical feelings when one says something that they're not supposed to. The Mishnah goes on, it is not the study that is the main thing, rather it is action. So the Rabbi Yonah writes, it's actually pretty profound. The Rabbi Yonah writes, so what this means is, in life, it's important that we avoid the do as I say, not as I do approach. That sometimes, you know, we preach, so we tell everybody, whoever the everybody is, whether it's our spouse, whether it's our kids, whether it's our friends, our community, here are all the things that you should be doing. There's only one problem, which is, I don't live by that same standard. So therefore, the Mishnah says to such an individual, stop preaching, and start doing. And if you're going to preach, again, preaching could be very helpful. Giving people direction can be very helpful. Make sure that you yourself embody the very things that you are trying to encourage others to become. That's what it means. It's not the study that's the main thing. Rather, it's the maisa. It's not referring to the act of learning, per se. But rather, it's talking about a person, again, who teaches the ideal approach to life. But unfortunately, they themselves don't live it. If you're going to preach it, make sure that you live it. And again, one who speaks too much brings about sin. So this is actually very interesting. What this is talking about, that Rabbi Yonah explains, is that sometimes when we don't know the answer to something, so, you know, the Gemara Masechet Shabbos says, Lamad l'shon chalomar eini yodea, teach your tongue to say you don't know. Now, what does it mean, teach your tongue? Clearly, what Chazal were saying is that one of the hardest things for people to do is to admit that they don't know, right? To admit that I don't know something represents I'm not all-knowing, right? I'm not all-powerful, not omniscient and omnipresent. It's hard. It's hard to admit you don't know. And a lot of times in life, when we don't know something, instead of just saying, I don't know, we kind of fumfer, you know, like it's kind of like, remember like when you're in school and you have an essay test and you don't know the answer to the essay test. So again, what's the oldest strategy in the book? Just write a lot, right? Just kind of like put everything on that piece of paper, hoping that maybe the teacher will just be too tired to read through everything. We'll be done, like, give me the benefit of that the answer is in there somewhere, and make me, and you know, and mark me favor, you know, grade me favorably. So it's interesting, is sometimes we don't outgrow that. And when we don't know the answer to something, we kind of talk around the issue. You know, we explain this and we explain that. Everything except answer the question directly. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, Don't do that. If somebody asks you a question, and again, here the Rabbeinu Yonah understands that it's referring specifically to Torah. Someone asks you a question, if you know the answer, get to it and just give it. And if you don't know the answer, don't try to go ahead and create linguistic circles around the person in an effort to make it sound like you're giving the answer, but you're not really giving the answer. Why? Because often when a person does that, it leads to mistake, right? They themselves make mistakes, and Chas HaShalom could go ahead and lead others to make mistakes as well. A really profound idea. Of course, on a Pashat level, just on a, even without Rabbeinu Yonah, on a Pashat level, what the Mishnah is saying, or what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying is, the more you talk, the greater the statistical probability that you're going to say something that you regret. Which actually, again, if you think about it, really goes back to the previous statement as well. That don't spend your life preaching, rather spend your life doing, which really goes back to the first part of the Mishnah. Silence. That again, the Mishnah is not telling you not to talk. The Mishnah is telling us to talk, but only when it's purposeful and meaningful. But if at the end of the day, I don't really have something of substance to say, or for that matter, if I'm not really informed about the particular topic that I'm talking about, it is so much better to remain silent. It's better for me, it's better for my soul, it's better for my body, and often it's to the benefit of those around me as well. All right, we'll stop over here for today. Shkayach, everyone.